Nathan Tech and Nathan Smith present you with this tutorial. We hope you enjoy. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nathan Smith, and today I'm going to be giving you this short tutorial on getting started with Audacity version 2.0. The song we're going to be working with today is the Sailor's Hornpipe by Tubular Bells. So we're just going to launch Audacity now by just pressing Enter.
Taskbar.
It might take a couple of seconds just to load up. And,
Audacity dialogue.
There
HTML
we go. So the first thing that comes up when you load Audacity is the help window. If you just press Enter on that.
Audacity.
And we have a track view table. I've had reports that on some it'll say track view table, where on others like this one it won't. So we're just going to open that file now. So we go to Control O.
Select one.
Okay, so we press CTRL plus O, so Control plus O, to get up the open screen. And you'll be presented with as if you're going to open a normal file, so you can type in the file name. You've got
files of type,
open button. That was pressing tab, or you can also press shift tab. And that just takes you to your folders. Backspace, obviously, to go back a folder, up and down arrows to navigate. So we're going to press backspace now, because we're in music at the moment.
Folder view list.
And then we're going to press D to get to downloads. Now we're in there. Actually, it's not actually in there. It's in there.
Folder.
In there,
Michael.
And in there. So we found our file now.
Michael Field, the Sailor's Hornpipe .mp3.
So we're just going to hit enter on that now. And it will just import it into our track. Nice and easy. Depending on your computer speed, processor and all that, it may take just a couple of seconds just to import it in.
My Goldfield, the Sailor's Hornpipe.
All right, there
table.
You go.
My Goldfield, the Sailor's Hornpipe. Select.
There you go. And it just said there, track view table. So if we was to press the home key now to go to the beginning of the track and press space. And space again to pause. So, that's the song we're going to be playing around with today. Now, I'm going to introduce you to three functions here at the moment. These three functions are Control 1, Control 2, and Control 3. Control 1 is to zoom out, Control 2 is to normalise it, and Control 3 is to zoom in. So we're going to press Control 2, or at least that's what I call them. It may be zoom out and zoom in the other way around. But what this will do, basically, is adjust the arrow key sizes, which is what we're going to go through next. Now, I started that track from the beginning, but say we had a problem maybe 10 seconds in. How do you get to that, you ask? Well, ladies and gentlemen, by default, the full stop key, or the period key, if you're in American terms, will jump forward every second, and the comma key, which is just to the left of it, will jump back. So for this example, we're just going to press the period key 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we're going to press space. And you can see it skipped forward a bit there. So what happens if you press the left and right arrow keys? Well, we've just skipped back to the beginning by pressing home. We're going to press the right arrow key a couple of times. Now you can see there it didn't do a lot, because our arrow keys are incredibly small sizes, about 0.001 of a second at the moment. But if we was to press Control 3 maybe 5 times, that's zoomed in a little bit now. So if we was to do that again, press the right arrow key 5 times, and then press space. There you go. Now, that went through a little. So, the next thing we want to do is, because frankly, I don't like the pitch of this song anymore. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It should be more squeakified, if you ask me. So how do we do that, you ask? Well, for our first example, we're going to do it from a point in the track to the beginning. So we're going to press the arrow key, the right arrow key, maybe 5 times or 10 times. No, let's go 10. 10's a magic number. And we're at this point in the song at the moment. Okay, so to select from this point back to the beginning of the track, you simply hold the shift key and press home. Now you'll notice through this my screen reader hasn't said anything and it won't. Slight disadvantage, but there's not a lot that can be done. So, now we've selected that, we're going to press the Alt key.
File submenu Alt plus F.
File.
Edit submenu Alt plus E.
Edit.
View submenu Alt plus
View.
E. Transport submenu Alt plus R.
Transport.
Tracks submenu Alt plus T.
Tracks.
Generate submenu Alt plus G.
Generate.
Effects submenu Alt plus C.
Effects. Now this is the menu we want, so we're going to press down arrow.
Effect menu. Repeat last effect CTRL plus R unavailable R.
Okay, and we're looking for change pitch.
Amplify auto dot bass and change pitch.
See. Change pitch, there we go. We just press enter on change pitch, and we're presented with, like, options.
From combo box.
From, and then you select your thing. So we're going to say
C
for that. Again, home and end to jump to the beginning or the end. Up and down arrow keys to navigate. Then if we press tab twice.
Pitch group to combo box C.
Two. What you want the pitch to go to. So we're going to put that to
E, F, F, F.
An F. And then you just press tab a couple of times.
From H to H, percent, OK button.
And there's just an OK button. You press
rest.
Press space or enter on that. Now if we press home. You can see that, you know what, it changed that bit. That sounds pretty good. But actually, second thoughts now, you know, I don't want that bit of the track at all. So what we're going to do now, to delete that bit, is we're going to press the right arrow key a couple of times again. And we're going to press the left arrow key once, just to check we're in the right space, which we are. So we're going to select that bit again by pressing shift and home, and then just simply backspace. And now you can hear from the beginning. That has cut off that annoying bit of track. Okay, next we're going to say there's a bit of space at the end, or you said something at the end of the recording that you don't want to happen, or there's a bit of the song you don't like. How do you get rid of that, you ask? Well, you can obviously select from the end of the track and then backspace it, or there's an easier way. So you go to the end of the track and say you wanted it, I don't know, 10 seconds. So we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with the comma. And that is the end of the track there. So then we're going to press shift and home to select the parts we want to keep. And then control and T. And what this will do is it will basically just cut off that end of the track. So if we go to the end and we press comma a couple of times. There you go. And it's just stopped. Now, the next thing we're going to do is we want a bit of, you know, we want a bit of jazzy effects on this, you know. So we're going to press home again. And we're going to press, what we're going to do here actually is we're going to use another technique again. So, we are going to generate a chirp or a beep over a certain part of the track. So to do this, we're going to go forward a little bit, pressing full stop. Maybe not that bit, let's try it. Yeah, I like that bit, right. And then we're going to select a little bit by pressing shift and right arrow. Now, the great test to do here is if you pressed... So, you're starting from, say, this point of the track. And you want it to stop right there. So, if you press right arrow, maybe three times. And you see we haven't gone far enough, so another three times. Perfect. So, that's six times. So, we're going to press shift. I was pressing the right arrow key there, by the way. So, now we're going to press shift and left arrow six times. One, two, three, four, five, six. That has selected that small bit of track now. So we're going to press
File, Edit, View, Track, Generate.
Generate. And we're going to go down.
Chirp, seek DTMF, Noise, F, Silence, Tone, T, Click, Track, Pluck, T, Risk, Drum, Up, Chirp, C.
And these are the sort of options you can have. We're going to go for a chirp, I think. I like chirps.
Frequency, Waveform, Combo Box, Sign, Collapse.
And again, you're presented with just some options. You can select your options from there.
OK.
And then click OK.
Rest. My Goldfield is...
So now we're going to press home again. And I think it's the next one. there you go. And that is what that does. So say now, alright, we've got that. So what? So what, you know? So what? Good work, Mr. Intelligent. Now what? Right, well, we are going to fade the track in a little bit. So go a little bit into the track. I like it about there. So again, shift home to select it. Go to the effects menu. Now there's a shortcut key for fade. You can just press F.
Fade and F.
Fade in. We'll press enter on that. This one, there's no thing. It will do it automatically. So there's no OK button to click. You just press enter. So now if we listen to that. And you can hear that's fading in slowly. Now, let's just say, you know what, actually, second thoughts, that doesn't sound all that great. You know, that sounds absolutely disgusting. How do we get rid of that fading? Quite simple, just press Control and Z.
Mike Oldfield.
Or Control Z, as the Americans would say. And you can hear, we're back to the point before we faded in. Next, we're going to fade out just at the end, just because we're awesome like that. Again, same sort of procedure. This time we're going to... This time we're going to press Shift and End, and fade out.
Mike Oldfield is it?
So we're going to go back a couple of seconds. And you can hear that is just slowly fading out. There you go, and now it's gone. A couple of other effects we're just going to quickly go through. To select the whole track, you just go to the end and press Shift and Home. There may be another method for this, but this is the method I use. Let's go to the effects menu.
Repeat fade, amplify, auto dug, base it off,
amplify. This will, again, it brings up a little box, and this will raise the volume or dim the volume of your track. Say you had a second track underneath, which we will do in a couple of seconds. Say you had a track underneath and you imported some audio into that track, but the first track was too loud. You'd select the first track and then click on the amplifier and take the slider down maybe 10 or 20. It's really good for creating intros and things. So we're going to skip past that for now.
Auto dug, bass and treble, change pitch, C.
Change pitch, which is what we were using.
Change speed, C.
Change speed.
Change tempo, C.
And change tempo.
Click removal, compressor, echo, E equalization, fade and F, fade out F, invert I, leveler, F noise removal, normalize, Nyquist, prop, pulse bridge, phaser, repair R, repeat, R, reverb, R.
Now repeat, obviously, we'll repeat it several times.
Repeat, R, repair R.
Repair will repair your track if there's something wrong with it, I guess.
Reverb, R.
Reverb. This is the next one we're going to look at, so we're going to click on this.
Mike Oldfield is it?
Now, what reverb is, or reverb, is how much your song will reverb as if it's reverberating off of walls, if you're in a room. Because originally, I'm sure this song was recorded in a recording studio and it's very professional with no echoes. But say we wanted to sound, make it sound like it's in a big hall. So, at the moment, we've got this, or I've got this set to 100 as default, 100%. So we're just going to click
preview button, okay.
OK on that. And then it takes a couple of seconds just to sort it all out, because it's quite a large track, you know. And it's still just sorting this out. There you go. So we're going to listen to that now. Now you heard there, it didn't have a lot of effect on the song itself, but on the chirp, it definitely had a bit of effect there. This is mainly used for speeches and stuff. And if you've listened to my introduction for my Sound RTS campaign by Nathan Tech, I used it on that there. And the next thing we're going to do now is, let's say, you know what, for all this, it's pretty good and everything, but I want it to come out of my left speaker, not my right speaker. How do we do that? Well, you select the track by going to the end and pressing Shift and Home. Then you press Shift and P.
Dialogue edit selected 0.
Now 0 means it's in the center. Minus 1 is on the left and 1 is on the right.
Left 0 selected.
So we're just going to type in minus 1.
Mike Oldfield, the Sailors.
Now I don't know if my speakers are acting up today. No, that's perfect. Now, I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but that is coming out of my left speaker now. So, if I... it's coming out of the left speaker here. But on the right speaker... Nothing. Nothing coming out there on that speaker. Now, let's undo that, because I don't like that at all. Okay. Anything else that are useful tips? If you want to record something into Audacity, I'm not going to do that because obviously my mic's rather bad on my laptop. But if you wanted to record something, you simply press R, and when you're finished, you press space. To import a track, let's do that next. So we're going to go to File, and we're going to press I for Import.
Audio,
it will ask Audio, and you just... hit enter on that.
Select one.
And you're presented with the same sort of things you would be for open. We're not actually going to import something today because that's just complicated and I haven't got anything prepared. So we're going to press escape to cancel that. And we're back to that track. Finally, I think to export something, because by default, if you was to save this right now, it would save it as a .aup file, Audacity something file. And the way you export is you go to File.
Ctrl plus NN.
E for Export. And you'll be presented with the same sort of window again like you were for Open and Import. The difference with this one, obviously, is if you tab once...
Save as type. Combo box MP3
you've
files.
Got Save as type. Now, one thing I must warn you here is that if you want to save in MP3 format... you must get, I think it's called Lane or something. And basically, it's a little .dll file that will help help Audacity to export into MP3, basically. If you don't want to do some research and you just want that DLL file sent to you, just shoot me an email at nathan-tech@hotmail.com. I'll repeat that at the end of this tutorial. So we're going to press space for a moment now. And we're going to chuck in some last effects on here.
Effects up, effect, vocal, remote, studio, SC, nudge, low, high, hard, lip, delay, crossfade, clip, fit, adjustable, wallet, truncate, side, sliding, time, skip, reverse, R, reverb, reverse, R.
We're actually going to reverse it just to be funky, you know, do that funky stuff. And it's just reversed it. So let's have a listen to our masterpiece. Doesn't sound that great. Reverse is a bit of an odd thing, and I don't know why you'd use it. But another thing we're going to quickly do before I end this is just generate another chirp. So obviously, shift left arrow to select, generate, and we're going to go for a chirp again. And we just click OK, and let's listen again. Okay, if you have had a play around with Audacity and thought, you know what, actually, I don't want this at all, you just
save
changes.
No, but most rest.
No. And that is it, basically. If you want a full text tutorial or, like, a key list, then please just shoot me an email asking for a text document containing the keystrokes we've gone through for this tutorial. So I hope you found this tutorial helpful. This is Nathan Smith from Nathan Tech. If you've got any questions, queries, or need anything, then please send me an email at nathan-tech, that's nathan-tech@hotmail.com. Thank you for listening. This is Nathan Smith from Nathan Tech.
Thank you for listening to
this tutorial by Nathan Tech. We hope you enjoyed.